Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're listening to The Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Adam Carriker Show. I'm very excited to bring on our special guest at this time, Nebraska football legend, a national champion. All right, my Husker brother, Mr. Abdul Muhammad. How you doing, my friend?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. I appreciate you taking the time. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good.
All right, man. So a couple of things, because I know you're heavily involved in youth track, youth football, and then obviously we'll talk some Husker football as well. But what got you involved in helping the youth in your area in Omaha, whether it be through track and field or whether it be through football?
Well, it was my good friend, Terrence Mackey. Coach Mackey was the head coach at Central High right now. But I met him in 97 when I moved to Omaha. And for years, so it had to be at least 9 years, because he was saying it when he first met me, that I need to get involved in youth, with the youth in the city, and coaching football, youth football, at the Boys and Girls Club where he was at. And so finally, in 2006, I decided to come down and start, and that's when it started.
What has it been like for you? Because a large part of this, obviously, is sports related, but just trying to make an impact on young people's lives. What's it been like for you to be able to get to know some of these young folks, the boys and girls, and to also be able to try to help shape their future and point them in the right direction and have a positive impact on them?
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. Everything about it, you know, the kids that are kind of rough around the edges, the kids are just, some of the kids are just great all the way around, but having to deal with the different personalities, man, the only time I really miss playing football is when I watch like championship type football games or big time athletes against big time athletes. But other than that, what I'm doing now, man, I love it, because it is helping change families, you know, not just the kids' life, but now the way high school and college is going, you changing family economics. And so I love this way more than playing, other than them instances I just named.
So talk to me about, because you mentioned big time football games and watching championship games and things of that nature. Obviously, you played against Miami, that 95 Orange Bowl, the 1994 national championship game. It's talked about a lot, but I don't know. I never get tired of asking guys who played in that game questions about the game. So what are some of the most memorable things in your memory bank from leading up to that game and throughout the course of that game that sticks with you to this day?
Yeah, well, before that game, you know, the two previous bowl games I played in, we played Miami and Florida State. And, you know, those teams were always known for speed. You know, they just were real fast teams, but what doesn't get talked about is how physical they were, you know, those teams, and how those guys would try to bully, you know, other teams, you know, coming out the tunnel for warm-ups. They on your side of the 50, talking trash, and, you know, a lot of that stuff went on in my first 2 years, but, you know, when we got to that 93 and 94 year, a lot of that stuff stopped. And so, You know, you didn't see them crossing that 50. It was some real serious football moments. And so one of my biggest memories in that 94 game, well, 95 game, 94 season, was the opening kickoff when Schlesinger put a lick on the guy coming down and knocked him out the game. And then there was a punt return to where we kind of muffed the punt. There was a skirmish. Guy got up. Miami standing over Kareem Moss. And Clinton Childs comes out of nowhere and give him a little lick.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some instances in that game to where we were showing them that, you know, all that previous stuff wasn't going to be tolerated from here on out. And those are some of my most fondest memories of that game, is guys standing up to all the bullying that had been happening in previous years.
There are great Mexican restaurants.
Talk to me about...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Because obviously the year before, you guys played Florida State in the national championship game, 93 season, 94 Orange Bowl, and they were big-time favorites, but you guys really outplayed them in that game. What allowed you guys? Unfortunately, the bad guys won, but it was a great game, and you guys really did outplay them in that game. What allowed you guys to really outplay and control the game? Okay, unfortunately, the bad guys won, but against a team that was such a heavy favorite that night.
Yeah, they had a big time football team. A lot of guys went on to play in the NFL. You know, Heisman Trophy quarterback ended up playing in the NBA for years. But we had some guys as well, and we were up and coming as far as talent. You know, we were still young, but most of the talent were young. But we did have some older guys who could play, like Trev Albers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he really stood out in that game, man. That with a mechanical brace, you know, from a broken arm. Went out and was just harassing Charlie Ward all game long. And that was one of the reasons why that game was that close. Because we did learn by watching film, when you let him sit in the pocket, he had some guys. Tamarick Vanover and all those guys, really good athletes and football players. But the physicality of the game is what really helped us be in that game. Because those guys weren't as physical as the Miami team that we played the 91 season. And so just beating up on them all game, wearing them down, wearing them out, really kept us in that game and gave us that opportunity to win that game.
All right, man. Here's the two-part loaded question of the interview. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. Part one. Was there a block in the back on the Corey Dixon punt return? And number two, did William Floyd fumble the ball at the goal line?
Both calls should have been in Nebraska's favor.
Yep.
And I'm saying this, you know, by watching it and rewatching it and rewatching it, Floyd definitely fumbled that ball.
Yep.
And they're still looking for the block in the back on the Corey Dixon return. So both of those instances, Nebraska should have got both calls, which definitely would have changed the game. But in both instances also, there would have been a lot of time left to play. So there's no telling what kind of strategy Florida State would have had after those plays.
Yeah, it's crazy because it takes 7 points off the board for Nebraska, and it puts 7 points on the board for Florida State because they literally scored the very next play. That's a 14-point swing in a game that was decided by 2 points, 18-16. And I'll never forget, I asked Troy Dumas. I was like, how did you guys play so well? Like, not that I was surprised, but with all the talent Florida State had, you guys really kind of controlled them on defense. And the answer he gave me, this was like a year, year and a half ago. He goes, they didn't do anything new. They came out and did the same thing they'd done all season, and we had studied them so well, we knew what they were going to do before they did it, and then they never really changed it afterwards. So I always thought that that was kind of interesting, plus a couple of calls. All right, man, let's talk a little bit of Nebraska football modern day. What are your impressions of Matt Rhule, and what are your thoughts of the Huskers going into the football season this fall?
I'm excited. You know, first with Coach Rhule, I really appreciate what he's doing, appreciating being here. To me, right now, he's crushing it, man. Some of the relationships he's built around the city, you know, with guys who are working with, guys that we need down in Lincoln, some of the things that he's opened up to the high school coaches and youth coaches, I think he's on the right path and doing a great job with that. Some guys he's bringing in that's from the state, out of state. I know he's had some question marks about some of the recruits that's in state that he's not recruiting, but that's a wait and see process, you know, to see how things happen with not only Nebraska, but those kids, and they also have the portal too. So, but I'm really impressed with what Coach is doing right now. And I'm excited about the direction of the team, you know, being down there. I go to practices once a week every spring, so I get to watch firsthand live action, and there's some guys I can't wait to see play. Shavers is the top one that I can't wait to see play this year because I think that guy's going to be special.
All right,
I think he's going to be in the line with some of the special linebackers that came out to university.
All right, my friend, I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining me.
I appreciate you having me.
All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.